You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty.
The best and the brightest.
Opportunity is
the next idea.
We're going to find that these social and cultural factors really add a lot to economic growth.
Refugees in this country, in this state, face many challenges, cultural, linguistic, economic, and being a refugee and a teenager poses its own set of problems. How can those who serve the refugee community give teenage refugees new tools to navigate their new world? One way, giving them a safe place to practice problem solving alongside other teens who've come through similar situations. Our latest contributor to The Next Idea is doing that in mid-Michigan. Erica Brown-Binion is the executive director of the Refugee Development Center in Lansing. She's with us now. Welcome, Erica.
Thank you for having me. I'm happy to be here.
Being a teen is really tough under the best of circumstances. In your work, what have you seen are some of the unique challenges faced by teenage refugees?
Yeah, teenage refugees, just like other teenagers, are trying to fit in. And they are in a completely new world, new language, new social patterns, different customs, different traditions. So as these students are trying to fit into the new culture that they're experiencing, they're also trying to figure out what their old culture, how that fits in too. So just like other teenagers, it's very challenging to navigate a brand new social world and kind of be thrust into it and have to figure it out, you know. So they seek advice from other students and other peers. They're around, I don't know if you're familiar with the Lansing refugee culture, but we have about 2,000 2,000 students in the Lansing School District who are from refugee and immigrant cultures. So it represents a large portion of the population. And these kids are fitting in and becoming part of, you know, the regular fabric of this community, and we're really proud to have them here.
And you've been using something called Peace Game to help make that happen. What is Peace Game?
Peace Game is a really special program that we have in partnership with the Michigan State University Residential College of Arts and Humanities. So we've been offering this program for a couple of years, and in a nutshell, what it does is give students the opportunity to kind of experience real-life scenarios and problem-solve. So at first, the students identify issues that are crises in their lives, you know, hunger, poverty, displacement as they've experienced it. So the students are really the leaders of this program, and they identify crises that they might have had or see in their life, and then they role play them out, and they have to be the leaders problem solving. So they're really teaching us how to solve some of these problems that the world grapples with every day.
Is this actually a board game?
The game itself does not start as a board game, but the students create it. So their job is, through art with a leader who is experienced in clay, developed this rectangular board, and they identified three countries that kind of represented some of the challenges that they might have in a regular world. So you have the city life, you have the rural life, you have in between that, and in the middle of that is the ocean. So the students kind of created this all on their own, what the world might look like in this fake reality. And then what they are assigned is leaders of each of those three countries. So you have, like, the prime minister, the mayor, you might have the activists, you might have the problem maker. And each of these roles, they play it out daily as they come to this program and have to work through crises that they have identified. So the board game itself is something that the students actually created and then utilize each week to play.
Now, a lot of us are familiar with games like, so let's say, like Risk, where the goal is to basically rule the world. What is the goal of the Peace Game? I guess, how do you as a player know when you are, let's use air quotes here, winning?
Right, and that's what makes this program so special, because it's not about solving the problem perfectly so that there is one winner. I mean, really, they are working on really complex topics, and having the capability to solve those problems is what's really most important. So coming together, communicating effectively, working through problems that might be really challenging but not fighting through them, and having peaceful solutions. So that's where Peace Game comes from.
So if you've come up with a solution that everyone can agree on, maybe it doesn't give everyone everything they want, but there's a sense of, all right, we've got ourselves a plan, then in a sense you've won at peace game.
Exactly. It's the idea of winning through compromise and finding some common ground and coming to a solution. I think that's the beauty of it, is that the students are teaching us through their navigating these problems how we can solve them.
I'm betting, Erica, in your work at the Refugee Development Center there in Lansing, you see a lot of teen refugees. They've been forced to take on and shoulder adult-level responsibilities as they journey to the United States. How do the kids react to the idea of playing a game, if you will, for fun and being together around serious adult issues like armed conflict or environmental degradation?
Yeah, I would say that one of the most wonderful things that we've seen in this program is watching the kind of the sparks light up in kids' eyes and really feeling like their ideas are respected and valued and that they have a voice. So if anything, it's the ability to give voice to these students. And in a lot of ways, that's empowering. They feel really valued and respected and feel like they have contributions to give, and they're not the problem. Often we look at refugee coupled with the word problem, and in this case, our refugee students are the solutions. They're finding those solutions, and I feel like they have felt that through playing this game, that they feel like a solution. They are the leaders in this. They're the ones teaching us.
Now, is there a chance if someone is not in the Lansing area to still be able to access Peace Game?
Well, so Peace Game was originally designed by an educator named John Hunter. And so there is a worldpeacegame.org website that you can go to learn more about it. And our Peace Game is a variation of that. And a lot of people around the world really are utilizing this method in a way that makes sense for their students to teach kids about how to come to peaceful solutions and really learn from the kids. So, yeah, you can check out worldpeacegame.org to learn more.
Erica Brown-Binion is Executive Director of the Refugee Development Center in Lansing. You'll find her essay on the Next Idea link at michiganradio.org. Erica, great talking with you. Thank you so much for being with us on the Next Idea.
It was wonderful to be with you. Thank you so much for having me.
Support for the Next Idea on Stateside comes from Michigan Economic Development Corporation, committed to marketing Michigan to drive job growth and investment in our communities. MichiganBusiness.org.